Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's.
And this is your man, Professor X Factor. Please take a seat, take out your textbooks, and close your mouths because class is in session.
Class is in session, ladies and gentlemen. Number to call, 858-777-8433. Had to put that out there. And also my brother's on the line, man, NYC's finest chef, my brother from another mother. Always, well, I just messed that up because I ain't going to try it because we were talking about duplication, never authentication and all that about a couple minutes ago. But anyway, you get the gist. My brother, Executive Q Draper's on the line. What up, man?
Yo, 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 this your man, Chef the God, you know what it is.
The Rock is in the building. Now, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to episode 36 of Locker Room Talk Radio. Bring you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number again is 858-777-8433. Make sure you call into the show and let your voice be heard. And make sure you press 1 on your mobile device if you want to be heard live. Because if you don't do that, we will not get your response. So make sure you press 1 on your mobile device.
Just understand that your response is not needed. We don't really need it.
Although it is welcome so that we can bash it. We can trash it. You can say what you want, but we gonna smash it.
Here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes and Media News, or what we like to call it here at Locker Room Talk Radio. Damn. Go ahead and kick this thing off real quick. But before I kick it off, I just want to give everybody's numbers from these picks that we've been picking, because we're going to pick later on in the show for week 4. But right now, yours truly, Coach G, is in the lead right now with 29-18-1.
Professor X, first.
And this is
wait,
a first.
29-18-1.
Yes, 29-18-1.
Well, that
was the one. The tie, brother. Arizona and Detroit, week 1. It was a tie.
You picked the tie?
No, it was a tie.
That's why again, that one is just lingering out there.
That's why the one is like, yes.
Professor, well, remember, I was sick and stuff, so, you know. Yeah, I wasn't around that week. I apologize.
27, Professor X Factor is 27-20-1. In second place, and Executive is 24-23-1. So we're still
with a 2-game handicap.
You know what? Okay, with a 2-game handicap.
But I clarified that on.
This,
I clarified that week
this
one.
This motherfucker got a handicap
y'all
every goddamn week.
No, exactly. No, it's the same handicap. No, it's the same handicap carried over each week.
Oh, you know. Okay, whatever you say.
So made no damn sense.
Right. Neither does Forrest Whitaker's eye, but that's not the point.
Oh, shit.
I'm the Godfather of Harlem, motherfucker.
Yeah. Shit. Shout out to the Godfather of Harlem.
I got
guns. See that joint. I'm definitely trying to see that. But we're going to go ahead and get into the show, ladies and gentlemen. Melvin Gordon, man, is a 64-day holdout. He's not expected to play this Sunday, and the Chargers are looking to seek a 2-game roster exemption from the NFL so he can get into pretty much game shape. Gordon can be fined $30,000 per day for missing training camp, also with 1 week's regular season salary for each preseason game missed. which is about a total of $2.2 million. And he also can lose $989,000 of his base salary for missing 3 games this season. I remember us talking about Melvin Gordon's holdout, and I'm not exactly sure who on the show. I said that at the end of the day, I don't think he should hold out because as much of a good player he is, I'm not going to say he's great, but I think he's a fairly good, above-average running back. I just don't think that, you know, he is one of those marquee running backs to set the market so high to break the bank on. And I don't know who on the show. I think it might have been you, Professor, that said that, you know, you agree with his holdout because you think that he should have got paid. I'm not exactly sure. Okay.
Yep.
But at the end of the day, right now, it's showing right now that
shy away from my words. Shit.
Hey, man, hey, I just want to clarify, brother. That's why I said I wasn't sure. But at the same time, okay. And at this point in time, it's showing that he ended his holdout. Now, personally, it's my thoughts. I'm not saying that this is to be true. But $2.2 million, man, especially with a $5 million base salary, man, that's a lot of money to be losing. Talk about your holdout. I see why he brought his ass back to work. He pretty much didn't have a choice. I mean, he has a choice. But
hey, my check was short $1,370, and I almost lost my damn mind. Now, you look at me and tell me I owe somebody $2 million. Somebody got to die. Somebody has to die. Like, bro, if you could have heard the conversation I had with my fleet manager when I called the company, like, hey, what the fuck is this?
That's
these
a lot of money
right,
to be losing. Yeah, that's a lot of
like,
money to
shit,
be losing.
Yeah, hell yeah. Especially if you didn't take care of your money.
Yeah, but the thing about it, though, Professor, and I wanted to get your response to this. We was talking earlier about the number of targets that the San Diego Chargers were throwing to their wide receiver, which was Keenan Allen, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Keenan Allen? He was. What was he ranked on that list as far as most targets? Where was he ranked? Number one? Number two? Like the top three. I know that, right?
Yeah, he's damn sure way at the top. Way at
right.
the damn top.
Right. So my thing is that at the end of the day, it's kind of like, I don't know. What do you think about Melvin Gordon's return back to the Los Angeles Chargers? Because at the end of the day, if he's that high as far as targets, that means they do miss him. They do miss him, but they ain't trying to pay him either. So what's your take on this situation, man?
I mean, my question would have been, who the hell else is going to run the ball in Los Angeles?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? No. I get it. You know what I mean? Last year was a off year for Melvin Gordon, but he spent last – I don't even think he played the whole season last year, because if I'm not mistaken, he was hurt. Last year he only played 12 games. And so far in his career, he's only played 16 games once. Now, granted, he's only been in the league 4 years. But the 1 year where he played all 16 games, he had 1,105 yards rushing.
Okay.
And 8 rushing touchdowns. His rookie year, he didn't have a rushing touchdown at all. His second year in 2016, he had 10. So, essentially, my point to the Chargers would have been, if I don't play, on average, you're going to lose at least 60 fucking points. You can divide the 60 points up by 16 weeks.
Gotcha.
How many games do you win if I take away those 60 points? So, I mean, you know, it's... I think Melvin Gordon had more leverage than what he was willing to bank on, because I don't think that the attitude in Los Angeles is a win now attitude. And I think that hurt his ability to hold out. That hurt it, because they were full hell well willing to let him sit his ass at home and tax the shit out of him week after week after goddamn week. So, I mean, you know, I think, you know, for his sake, unfortunately, it made sense for him to return, man. I mean,
Well, before I get to executive, speculation out there saying that, you know, they may waive these fees. They talk about it. They might find them, but then again, they might not. Because sometimes, you know, certain teams, they may go through with the fines, and sometimes they'd be like, okay, well, we can let bygones be bygones, and we just go ahead and just, you know, just let them go. Just come here, do what you say you're going to do, and, you know, you prove to us that you're worthy, whatever, whatever, and then we'll talk later. But
the fucked up thing is that he's probably not going to stay in Los Angeles after this year.
Yeah, probably not.
Because
probably
this
not.
Is, he was asking for a new deal because this was the final year of his rookie deal.
Right.
Now, this year, based on the contract that he got as a rookie, talk about Melvin Gordon. This year, he was only slated to make $5.6 million.
Hmm.
That's disrespectful. That's what merited the holdout.
Right.
After that, you kiss Melvin Gordon's ass goodbye. Because please believe he feels disrespected.
Well, let me get to executive real quick, man. Executive, what's your thoughts about this whole entire Melvin Gordon situation, man? Him coming back earlier than he said he was going to, because the rumor was that he was supposed to hold out for 6 weeks, but he ended up making it to four. So, what's your take?
You know, I'm a firm believer in going to the root of a problem.
Absolutely.
And there's one, and I mean one real person to blame.
Okay.
For all of this Melvin Gordon, Ezekiel Elliott, hold out hootenanny. Yep, I said hootenanny.
Okay.
Do you know who that one person is, gentlemen?
No, sir.
Roger Goodell?
No, sir. Jamarcus Russell.
I just
want
to blame him for everything.
Jamarcus
Ooh.
Russell. Ooh, God.
All of this is because of Jamarcus Russell. Ladies and gentlemen, was the $66 million guaranteed man.
Day one,
coming straight to Compton or Oakland, and
that's all the same.
Got all of his guaranteed money, damn near $100 million contract out the gate, and ain't even put on a jersey yet.
And then
proceeded to become top three, if not two, NFL draft busts of all time. And ever since that year, the incumbent year of, what was it, 2007, gentlemen? I believe that was the year, correct?
It was 2007. Yep, it was 2007.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. Ever since that incumbent year of that draft class, the second the CBA and the NFL and the NFLPA could get their shit together and draw up a new contract, that's when this rookie cap estimate limitation bullshit set in. So, you know what? I don't blame Melvin Gordon. He did what he was supposed to do. Did he cave? No, because he's now auditioning for another team.
The trade deadline or another team next year.
Correct. And he's also showing general managers, hey, I'm not the guy to give you trouble.
I'm not Le'Veon Bell.
I'm not the guy to take a maternity leave. And I'm not the guy. And I'm not the guy with frostbitten feet. I'm the guy that actually wants to play and earn my keep, no matter where that is.
I like that, Professor.
So I'm going to come back and show you, in case you forgot, what I'm worth. I don't blame the Chargers. because, hey, it's checkers and chess. It's a queen and salute with a double hop and a king me. I blame Jamarcus Russell. I don't even blame the league, because the league was trying to prevent one thing. It just opened Pandora's box to the other thing. And now players are taking control. So, guess what? I bet you there'll be something else in the new collective bargaining agreement, which
and
also happens to be less than 2 years away.
Yep, we're going to touch on that a little bit later. I'm glad that you
brought
that
up. You ain't
got to
touch on it. I just did, and it's 2 years later. You ain't used a segue into something else.
You should, yeah. But just to let
just
everybody
go ahead and
know,
check that off the list.
No, I'm not going to check it off the list.
Come on, you got to do it like a progressive commercial. Oh,
But we are going to move forward, ladies and gentlemen. But Melvin Gordon is back with the L.A. Chargers. In other news, Giants running back Saquon Barkley will not need surgery. Thank God. So he had a second MRI, a second opinion done, and that's what came out of it. He does not need surgery, so that's definitely a good thing. Jalen Ramsey out on paternity leave. Now this one here is just, I'm not going to speak a lot on it, but at the end of the day, you know, for those out there who are listening, me and a good family member of mine was talking, and he told me, he said, you know, that's just a statement to put out there for those who really that, and if you really believe that statement, something is wrong with you. Because have you ever heard of a player go out on paternity leave because they had a child? And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? You're absolutely right. Now, I know that there's been players who've had, you know, games that they probably missed because, like, there was a player, I'm not mistaken, I forgot who it was, just recently, he didn't make the game because he was expecting his child. That's one thing. But paternity leave, like you're pregnant, like you having a baby for like a week or so, yeah.
Why the hell not? When women get pregnant, they say, honey, we're pregnant. Like, so when you first notify him, when you first notify that son of a bitch that you're pregnant, you say, honey, we're pregnant. But then after the baby get here, then it's, I did it all by myself. You didn't do shit.
That is true, Professor.
You don't know
that
what it's
true.
Like to have a baby. You don't know the pain of childbirth.
That's a fake mustache. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The hell? Your damn
that
break.
Is true. Because when they are pregnant, we are. It is the we're pregnant. You know what I'm saying? Well, when they have a baby,
after they had a baby, you
right?
Ain't
then
shit
after you had a baby, you ain't worth a damn. Now the woman always says, well, "That's my baby." You're like, "Ho, that's
shout
my
out,
baby."
Shout
too.
Out to all the ladies listening to the show. I just want you all to take note that I am not part of that conversation.
I'm part of it. My name is Professor X Factor. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. I welcome all comments and constructive criticism.
Oh, God. Do not feed this dude anymore.
Hey, please. I'm
please
begging
don't.
You. Please
don't.
Try me. I screenshot and post your shit on social media. Like, hey, y'all, look at how I made this girl look dumb as hell. Look at this shit.
But that's what's going on with Jalen Ramsey. And at the end of the day, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they do have a situation on their hands, man. They do not want to let him go, which I don't blame him. I wouldn't want to let his talent go, but it's obviously there's something that's internal going on there in that organization where he doesn't feel comfortable there. He doesn't want to be there. And, you know, at the end of the day, he's doing whatever he has to do. And I'm not mad at him, because you can't make somebody stay somewhere where they feel like they're not wanted or they're not being respected or whatever the case may be. But we really don't know the situation. But
hey, let me ask
this. To New York.
Here's a question for you. Do you think, how much do you think the way that NFL teams now view Le'Veon Bell plays into the decision-making process of current NFL players looking to hold out?
You know what? I think they really look at it a lot more now than they ever did before, because I believe that. But then also, you got to look at the team. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but people are raising eyebrows.
They're better than 3-0. They're better than 0-3, I should say.
Right, right. So, I mean,
wait,
you know.
What team are we talking about?
The
no,
Jets.
I'm saying
they're better than 0-3.
You said the Jets are better than 0-3?
Yeah, they are.
Okay.
I think
they're a decent 1-2 team. I can agree with
okay.
that.
Yeah.
They got a
yeah.
better record than Pittsburgh is the point.
Yeah.
No denying that.
No denying that, right? We're moving right along, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, what is the Chargers record?
I don't know why that was funny to me when he asked that question. I promise, Chargers fans. I promise, I'm not being.
Would you leave
not.
All seven of them and the Rivers kids alone?
The Chargers are 1-2 also.
Would you say they're what are they, Professor? They're 1-1? I mean, they're 1-2?
1-2.
Yeah.
you know what's funny? I'm looking at all of these 1-2 teams. Jacksonville, 1-2. Tennessee, 1-2. Atlanta, 1-2. Tampa Bay, 1-2. I mean, shit. Ooh, game of the week. Bengals and Steelers. Somebody's going to get their first win of the season.
Cincinnati.
You know what, would be fucked up? It would be fucked up. It would be fucked up. It would be fucked up if that game ended in a tie. I'm telling you, it would be hilarious.
No, it's going to be Cincinnati.
I think it's going to be Cincinnati. But it would be. But I'm just saying, it would be fucked up if that game ended in a tie. That shit would be priceless.
You see, I don't even think that. No, see, what I think would be priceless. What I think
y'all
would be
both
priceless.
Was winless, played each other, and you are still winless.
No. I think what would be priceless.
Oh, no, the Jets are
0-3. Of 52, that's what I thought. That's why I asked the question.
Yeah, the Jets have not won a game.
Who's 1-2? Thank you. That's why I was like, who's 1-2?
Oh, well,
definitely
they're equally
the Giants
as bad
are king of New York. But yeah, anyway, so, yeah, about that. Anyway, what I think would be the best is Cincinnati scoring a shutout 52-0. I think that would be priceless.
Yeah, that ain't right. I wonder if this is going to be the week when Mason Rudolph is going to get exposed. Like, if you throw different – most young quarterbacks, when you throw different defensive packages at them, they tend to make a plethora of mistakes.
Mm.
And I like Mason Rudolph, but there's no escaping the fact that he is a young quarterback, man. He's young.
You said young.
You say young.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to go ahead and move forward, ladies and gentlemen. Baker Mayfield, things that make you go, this
boo!
Segment here.
Boo! Fuck, he's a bitch! Get him off the
Baker
field!
Mayfield and Rex Ryan has some choice words back and forth towards each other. And the quote from Rex Ryan is that he thought
he's
Baker Mayfield is overrated. So Baker Mayfield decided to go back at Rex Ryan and pretty much say, well, there's a reason why he said, well, I don't pay any attention to anything that's outside of brown and orange. And as you can see, Rex Ryan is not representing any colors. So what does that tell you? So, but I have to play this clip here, courtesy of ESPN's First Take. And it says, is it fair that Baker Mayfield is overrated? Of course, Max Kellerman, Stephen A. Smith. Take a listen.
Is it fair to call Baker Mayfield overrated, Stephen A.?
Yes, it is. That's not to say he is overrated.
It
is fair to call him that at this particular juncture, because more so than the early season performance of Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, remember, it was preceded by their chitter chat you know, talking a little bit too much about what they were going to do instead of recognizing the fact that you hadn't accomplished anything yet. This is the National Football League. And one of the reasons why I bring it up is because, let's take, for example, Max, we're talking about the NFL and obviously Roz as well. We're talking about the NBA. That's a little bit different because guess what, Max? I can lose a game, right? But I could still drop 40 or 50 on you. I could bust your you-know-what, you know, and everybody will know even in a loss. And in the process of it, guess what? The likelihood is I'm going to live another day to see you. You could get your chest caved in. You could get your knees shattered. You could get your knocked upside your head to the point where concussion protocol is a perpetual thing. That's right. In the game of football, you can't be chat like that before you accomplish anything. And there was a lot of that going on with the Cleveland Browns. And then what do you have here? I want to make sure that I'm clear. I am in no way saying that Baker Mayfield can't ball. I'm in no way saying he doesn't have the – I think he has the potential to be a star. And I think he's had some really, really good moments. But what I'm saying is you've led the league in interceptions since you started quarterbacking for the Cleveland Browns. You have 19 interceptions. 19 interceptions. Excuse me. And what is it, what, 15, 16 games? You don't need to be talking.
You don't need to be talking. Professor, you go ahead and go first. What you think about what you heard?
Sit your ass down.
You got the floor.
If you're talking Baker Mayfield, sit your ass down. Sit your ass down. I mean, okay, so I'll just start here. Okay.
Okay.
So,
and our defensive end over here.
That there was, you know, there was a quarterback that was in the league before, and everybody did a lot of talking about the guy. I ain't going to mention his name, but everybody did a lot of talking about the guy, what he was going to do, and all this, that, and the third, and the dude turned out to not be shit. Now, I will say this. Do I think Baker Mayfield is overrated? No, because when that question implies that you are talking about that individual's personal level of talent and ability to get the job done. Do I think Baker Mayfield can get the job done? I do, like any other quarterback, provided that he has enough time in the pocket to go through progression.
Okay.
That motherfucker don't have no time to sit in the pocket and look at a third option receiver, because by then, somebody is on his ass. And we've all seen it. And granted, he's had splashes here and there where he's had time in the pocket. Unfortunately for quarterbacks, when you start to pressure them in the pocket and they get to a position where they no longer feel comfortable in that pocket, their internal clock moves a lot faster. They begin to throw the ball before they wanted to or before they needed to or before they should have. They throw the ball to the wrong receiver. They make stupid decisions. Those are things for Baker Mayfield that will come with time. But tell me this, outside of his receivers and the running back and the tight end that he got, what other help offensively does he have where he needs it the most on that line? Where is it at? Where's the help at? Because these motherfuckers look like they be throwing lookout blocks for the free world. Like, hey, look out! The motherfuckers is coming! Watch this, here they come! Oh, shit, I tried to tell this motherfucker they was coming. Look at it. Oh, come on, let me help you. Let me help you find your other eye. You know what I mean? So to say that somebody is overrated to me is, that's you know, I mean, look, that's kind of bullshit. What I don't understand is, and what I'm confused about, like I said to you earlier, when you know you have a quarterback that is a capable pocket passer, and you know you have an offensive line that cannot keep him upright, which one is easier to do that gives you the most immediate results? Is it easier to switch to a West Coast-style offense or at least have the receivers shorten up their routes? Or is it easier to try to do the same thing week in and week out and watch your quarterback get physically abused while you change nothing, hoping that a an available offensive lineman would show up somewhere in free agency or in the draft. Which one do you think is the easier thing to do? It's just easier to have him get the ball out of his hand faster. But that's not what they're going to do. They're going to allow him to sit in that pocket and get his ass kicked week in and week out. And it's not going to be because he's not talented. It's not going to be because he doesn't have talent around him. It's going to be because you got a lackluster offensive line that cannot keep him off of his back like a $2 prostitute. That's what it's going to be like.
Executive.
So, good luck.
Oh, go ahead.
Shit.
Executive.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Can you hear me?
Of course we can hear you.
All right. Hear me good. All right. I think we have missed the point.
Okay.
I think we have missed the definition of what we're discussing.
Okay.
The question is he overrated?
Okay.
Not, is he not talented? Not, can he produce? Not, will he be effective if, and then fill in the blank? That is not the question.
Okay.
The question is he overrated? Now, I heard explanation of why he shouldn't be rated so high or how effective he would be if rated appropriately or how effective he can be at the rating he's at. Again, not the question. The question is he overrated? So I'm going to take it to the alphabet real quick.
Okay.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, overrated. Yeah, he's overrated. You're damn right he's overrated. You got more losses than wins. Overrated. You've got more interceptions than touchdowns. Overrated.
Okay.
You run your mouth about other people that didn't even get a chance to play a game and now they have more wins than you. Overrated. You clapping back at people that have championships and you don't. Overrated. You at the podium talking shit instead of at practice perfecting your craft. Overrated. You looked at Odell Beckham's watch and still don't know what time it is, bitch.
Wow.
Overrated.
Wow.
You are overrated. Overrated. You are no better than Adam Sandler in the movie about the thugs playing football.
You really gonna call him the longest yard, son? The longest yard?
Yeah. He Adam Sandler. He the person that walks over to the he the person that looks at his squad and be like, hey yo, I need you to come play with me. Hey Jarvis, you know what I'm saying? I know you down in Miami. I need you to come to Cleveland. Hey Odell, you know what I'm saying? They don't respect you in New York. I need you to come play with me. And then now that you got your little squad, you walk over all the way to the other sideline. The people that's minding their goddamn business, don't even know you exist, to say, hey, y'all want to play a pickup game, 707?
You stupid as hell, boy.
You look stupid. How does Gardner Minshew, let me say that again for the bitches in the back. How does Gardner Minshew have more wins than you? Gardner Minshew, more wins than you.
Boy's balling right
Gardner now. Minshew, more wins than you. Gardner Minshew.
Oh, Lord, then you're going to start
overrated. Motherfucker's overrated.
Ladies
shit.
And gentlemen, hey, you know what, man? I let me say this real quick before we move on. I don't think the guy's overrated. I don't think he is as good as people may. Not to say good. I think he's, like I said, he's above average. But once again, that'll come within time. I think he can be an all-star in this league with the right coaching and things of that nature. But I once have to agree with Stephen A. on this. You know, a lot of people put them in the AFC Championship. A lot of people was talking about Super Bowls. A lot of people was on them because, like I said, they look good on paper. And, you know, that's why I didn't pick them to win the division. Now, I picked the Steelers to win the division, but I'm still losing on that one as well. Because right now,
who did I pick?
You picked Baltimore.
Thank you.
So at the end of the day, man, maybe it's just that, you know, maybe the hype, or maybe Cleveland just feeling the hype that everybody was giving them before the season started, and
if Cleveland wasn't feeling the hype that everybody was giving them, they were feeling the hype they were giving themselves, and then everybody else joined. Nobody in the world gave them hype. They were hype. They are hype. Now you're just finding out that they're only hype. That's what it is. Like, that's literally what it is. We sat here, the three of us, all summer long and talked about everything about Cleveland, and every last one of y'all fuckers on this show ended your statement with two fucking words: on paper.
Yeah, I did.
Every last one of us said that. And now it's on field. And now it's on film. And now it's overrated.
Are you crazy? All right, gentlemen, hold on for 1 second. We have a caller that's on the line, and I'm going to let them come through. Call
from God,
70.
If they better not be from Cleveland.
Hey, the caller is calling from 724 area code. Caller, you are on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mike from Pittsburgh, but the gentleman that's all over Baker Mayfield, we're 3 games into the season. I mean, and he's making a judgment for the rest of Baker Mayfield's career. Their offensive line's got awful. They got a coach that gets the ball down to the 5-yard line and goes in the 5 wide receiver set 4 times. Give the guy some help. He's the number one pick. Just give him time. I mean, geez, 3 games and this guy's burying him like his career's over. Come on, man.
First of all, nobody cares about the point. Because, again, y'all people don't listen to the fucking question. The question is he overrated? So all this help that you're giving him doesn't change his rating. It changes the results. It changes the potential execution. But it doesn't change. What offensive line has to do with your interceptions?
Well, when he goes, I'm going to call your show.
The decision to throw the ball lies in the quarterback's fingertips. You can throw the ball away. You can tuck it. You don't have to throw shit. And that has nothing to do with an offensive line. Now, how much time he has in the pocket, that's cool. But guess what? You can say the what-if game about every quarterback. I can hit you with the what-if game with every elite quarterback. What if the Colts don't change the
division? I want to make a guarantee on the show. Right now, I want to make a guarantee.
Go ahead, Big Mike.
Cleveland's going into Baltimore and taking them down this week. The AFC North is not over yet. Your Baltimore pick, it's looking good early, but we're going to be tied with you guys, Baltimore, after this week, and you guys can guarantee it, take it to the bank.
Big Mike said take it to the bank, damn it. Damn it, you done made him upset. But hold on. Hold that thought, Mike.
And guess what? No, exactly. In my famous words of Stephen A. Smith, nobody cares.
Okay, now hold on. Hey, Professor, I thank you for being patient. Professor, what was you saying? You said that you was about to say something.
I was saying that Mike has a point. I mean, you can't – I don't care who the quarterback is. It could be Tom Brady.
Okay.
If you don't have time, it absolutely affects your decision-making when you are in the pocket. I don't give a damn who it is. Unless you got legs like Randall Cunningham or Michael Vick, it's going to affect your decision-making when you're in the pocket. Baker Mayfield ain't got them kind of legs. Although I do think he should have been able to run 5 fucking yards and get a touchdown.
But so basically, what I'm hearing is this. What I'm hearing is everybody is talking around the fact that they agree with me because you're missing the point and then agreeing with me in your explanation.
But like, no, dude, that's not what happened
here. No, the point is.
No, it isn't.
The point
you
is
think
the
he's
question.
Overrated and I don't.
Yes, but and that's what I just said. And then your explanation turns around and agrees with me. Because the
no,
question is he overrated?
It tells you
okay,
why
so
you can't base.
No. I'm
oh
going to end
man.
This shit right here. You're telling me right now.
No, he's not overrated.
Running, no. You're telling me right now that he is perfectly rated for not running 5 yards and scoring the touchdown, a la Daniel Jones. That shitty offensive line that everybody wants to point out parted the red fucking sea. And there was nothing but ruined opportunity. There was no interceptions to throw. There was no sack coming to his face. It was 5 fucking yards. My big ass could have ran that shit.
So
I
you
want to
base, you're
going to
base him being overrated on one play. You know
I'm
better than that.
I'm basing it based on the play that you brought in
here,
example.
And all of the years
I'm
going to
base
football,
it.
And all the football you've
overrated.
Watched, you're going to make the basis of your entire
overrated
argument
yep.
on
overrated.
One play where he didn't run 5 yards. Well, check this out. Dan Marino played in the Super Bowl and wouldn't run 5 yards to pick up first downs in a potential game-winning drive, and he didn't win a damn Super Bowl. I guess Dan Marino's overrated, too.
No, absolutely not,
damn
man.
Right.
You're not getting into that.
Where he could have ran for 5 yards and picked up first down. Dan Marino's overrated.
But you have
to
remember,
how did
Dan Marino get rated? What was his rating? Was he overrated or was he properly rated? If he
was
if he was properly rated, he wasn't overrated from day one.
It's an entirely different conversation
because you brought up Dan Marino. Oh, Dan Marino was not overrated from day one.
Oh, my God. I'm not talking. Okay, look, you know what?
We're just talking about
whether or not Baker Mayfield is overrated. Nobody.
And why did you bring up Dan Marino?
What? No, Q, nobody gives a rat's ass about the clinical definition of the word overrated. You said that shit as though you were talking to third graders. We know what the fuck the word means. We just don't fucking agree.
So then you better fucking stop avoiding it like you don't understand proper goddamn English.
I'm not avoiding
it. He is overrated.
You just don't like the mere fact of it.
You don't like the fact that you rated him so high, and now he's not executing. So you want to bring up reasons why he's a failure.
Okay, that's cool. Okay, nobody cares right now. Okay, so Q says... Okay, Q says overrated. Professor says underrated. I don't think he's underrated. We're going to leave it at that. Shout out to my man, Big Mike, for calling.
I'm not even saying underrated. I just don't think he's overrated.
Cool. Got you. So we're going to go ahead and move forward, ladies and gentlemen, because we still got some picks to do.
We start talking about definitions.
Professor, I got you, man. Let's move forward. Antonio Brown, real quick, man, because we got to get into these picks, man. Antonio Brown says he wants to play again. Very sweet to the point, gentlemen, because I don't want to take on forever because we still got to get these picks in. Antonio Brown, I think he's lost his damn mind. He don't know whether he's coming or going. He says on Sunday that he's done with the NFL, and he thinks that people are stealing his money, and I'm paraphrasing here, and is it okay not to pay him, and blah, 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 blah. And then now all of a sudden he's going to school, and then now all of a sudden he said he wants to play again. I've been trying to defend this dude, and everybody on this show knows that I've been trying to defend this dude, even with the antics that he's been doing, even with the legal shit that he's going through. And like I said, nobody knows the full story with the legal stuff, so I'm not going to get into that either. But exactly, man, what the hell is going on, Antonio Brown, man? If you are a team, let me say this real quick before I go to you. There are teams right now who are interested in Antonio Brown's services, but they don't want to deal with him until they find out what's going on with him legally. Personally, I wouldn't touch him. But what's your thoughts about Antonio Brown? All of a sudden now he wants to play again. Has he lost his mind?
He never said he wants to play again. His representation said that he believes Antonio Brown still wants to play.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. I personally, myself, man, I wouldn't touch the dude, man. He he's too much of a headache for me, man. I could care less how good he is. I care less how phenomenal of a player he is. He's too much of a damn headache. And I'm to the point now, man, that I can't even defend this dude, anything that he does anymore. And I tried. Lord knows I tried. Because I hate to see any player, especially with the talent that he has, to go down in flames. I really do. But we're going
to
go ahead
and
get into
this. It's hard to do when you pour gasoline on yourself and light a fucking match.
Come on, son. Absolutely.
I mean, I get it. As a person, I think Antonio Brown is a likable dude. I really do.
I got you.
Now, I mean, I met him in the Sharp's Edge bar one time. From the meeting I had with him, he seems like a really likable dude.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that I just feel like it's fucked up that we talk about Antonio Brown like we don't know what caused the rift he had in Pittsburgh.
Mm.
And for me, that's vital information.
That is vital information.
Because the first years of him being in Pittsburgh, this motherfucker wasn't a problem.
No, he wasn't.
So, I mean, like that's kind of like when I was in Maryland, I got pulled over in a car with somebody and I had a gun on me and it was drugs in the car. I was damn near 40 years old. They took me to court. The DA told the judge, well, Your Honor, we recommend 7 years per state minimum requirements. I'm looking at my lawyer like, ain't you supposed to be saying something, motherfucker? you know what I mean? Now, they gave me probation before judgment. Because even the judge in that situation knew this dude didn't wait until he was 40 years old to decide that he wanted to be a gun-toting drug dealer.
Right.
It just some shit just doesn't make sense. But, I mean, I'd like to see Antonio Brown play again. I think he will end up playing again, Quiet as kept, because I think he's one of those guys that is too good for everybody to just pass on him. There's too many teams that could use him for him to just be passed up like they don't need him.
Gotcha.
So,
well, we
I think he'll play again, but it's fucked up.
He sounds like somebody that's not overrated.
Yeah, you're still on that same shit. You just can't let it go.
We're going to go ahead and get these games on, ladies and gentlemen, man. We're going to go ahead week four of the NFL season. We're going to go ahead and get these picks. Tonight's game, Thursday night football, Philadelphia versus the Green Bay Packers. I am picking Green Bay. I'm going with the Cheeseheads. Executive, who you going with? Green Bay, Philadelphia.
Wisconsin.
Go with Green Bay. Professor, who you going with, man? Eagles, Packers.
Packers.
Going with Green Bay. All right. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Tennessee Titans, Atlanta Falcons. I'm going with the Tennessee Titans in this game. Professor, who you going with? Titans.
Tennessee.
Go with Tennessee as well. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Who you going with, man? Titans, Falcons.
You know, I think Tennessee's overrated, so I'm going to go with Atlanta.
Going with ATL. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Redskins, Giants. Of course, I'm going with my G-man and Professor. I know he just. I know. Professor, who you go with, man? Redskins, Giants. Who you go with?
Shit. Wow.
Sounds like a tie to me.
Yeah, that's not an easy call. It's really not. Shit. I'll go with the Redskins.
Washington. Okay. Executive, who you going with, man? Giants or Redskins?
He don't even want to say. <It's> like,
well, I'm back from my bye week. Today you don't get two bye weeks in a season. So go Big Blue.
Go Big
true
Blue.
True.
Go Big Blue.
Giants, Brian,
he said that. He said that with all the confidence in the world.
Chargers, Dolphins. I'm going with the LA Chargers. Exactly. Would y'all stop?
Yes, did you hear the way he said this shit, yo? Oh my God, man. Go Big Blue. Oh God. Oh God.
Shit.
Exactly. Chargers Dolphins.
Who we playing? Chargers and Dolphins?
Chargers and Dolphins.
And the Dolphins?
Yes.
Oh shit. Give me you know what? I gotta play catch up. Give me Chosen Rosen.
You gotta play. Wait a minute. You said you gotta play catch up, and you're gonna pick the damn. You know what? I'm not dealing with you.
Yeah,
you know?
Because y'all are gonna pick the Chargers, so I gotta pick opposite to play catch up.
Okay. Okay.
On an obvious game, like obviously the Chargers gonna win. So
I got you.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Dolphins.
Got you.
Yeah, I'm going with the Chargers. Shit.
Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Oakland Raiders, Indianapolis Colts. I'm going with Indy.
And
we going with
Indy. Just hold me,
exactly. Shit. Who you going with, man? Raiders or Colts?
Y'all both went with Indianapolis?
Yes.
I get
don't
over.
Do it.
Wait. It's in Oakland, right?
No, it's in Indy.
Oh, damn.
Hold on, Professor. Would you say, executive, who'd you pick?
give me Indianapolis.
Go with Indy. Next day, ladies and gentlemen, Panthers, Texans.
Can't win for losing out this month.
Panthers and who?
Panthers, Texans. I'm going with Houston in this game. Professor, who you going with, man? Panthers or Texans?
Houston.
Going with Houston. Executive, who you going with, man? Houston or Carolina?
I'm going to go where everything's bigger. That's what she said.
Going with Houston. Got you. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Chiefs, Lions. Of course, I'm going with Kansas City. Professor, who you going with?
Yeah. Kansas City.
Okay. Executive, where you going with, man? Lions, Chiefs.
I guess I just can't play catch up this week. Shit.
Next game.
All of these guaranteed damn matchups. What's the point of picking? Shit.
Well, you know what, man? You know what? I'm going to help you out on this one because this is the game that I think is going to be the upset game. I'm going to the Browns and the Ravens. I'm picking Cleveland. So I'm going to pick Cleveland. Executive, who you picking? Browns or Ravens?
You ain't got to ask me that dumbass question.
Last time I did try to do that.
No. Excuse me. It's a facetious rhetoric. You do have to ask the question. But my response is, you ain't got to ask me that question. Shit.
All right, I'm going to
be more.
Professor X Factor, you go with
that. Matter of fact,
let me
go bring Lamar Jackson some crab cakes.
Who you picking, Professor?
For the cornbread with some old bacon.
I'm actually going to take Cleveland.
You going with Cleveland as well? Got you. And don't you give him
after all that bullshit he said earlier? He got to.
No, I'm not even going with Cleveland because of Baker. I'm not even going with Cleveland because of Baker Mayfield.
And Brown. I know you're going
because
of that elite offensive line.
I'm going with Cleveland because I don't think that the boy can run against that front seven.
I don't think so either. That's why I picked him.
I don't think he can run.
That's why I picked him.
Stop choosing Professor's answer. I'm not choosing.
That's why I picked him. If I had another reason, I'll tell you. I ain't doing this because Professor said it. Come on, man. You know me better than that. And next game, Patriots, Bills.
Shit.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be.
Yep. You already know.
This one can
you already know.
Man, look, you know what? I'm going with Buffalo.
Yep.
I'm going with Buffalo. Executive. Who
and you
going
see
with,
you see where the game's at, right?
Yeah, it's in Buffalo. Yes, sir.
That's right. give me them wings, baby.
I got
Let me
executive.
See here. Last week, Buffalo played Cincinnati.
Right.
The week before that, they played the Giants. The week before that, in week one, they played the Jets and won by a fucking point. Yeah, give me New England. don't be don't let the record make you retarded. Look at who they played.
Yeah,
no,
you also got to look at you also got to look at injury reports, bro.
Yeah,
got you. So
give me Buffalo.
Is Brady out? Is Brady out?
No. Okay, so you go. So you
No. Choose who you choose.
No, who
is
you choose?
Is Brady out?
No, he's not.
Is Brady out? Oh, he's not. Oh, yeah. Give me
you
win.
You know what, man? I got you. Next game, because we got 5 minutes left, 6 minutes left. I'm trying to get the rest of these damn games.
What did Buffalo do? Sign Jesus as a free agent?
No, he isn't there. But when you get off this show, look at who New England signed this week. They're not signing quarterbacks for no reason. That's all I'm saying, bro.
Got you. Next game, Buccaneers Rams.
You ain't never heard of New England sign a quarterback in midseason.
I am going with the L.A. Rams against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Professor, who you going with? Buccaneers, Rams.
Oh, really?
Damn, I mean, dude,
I can't choose this one either.
I mean, hell, I think Tampa Bay might could win that game, dog. Like,
so
as fucked up as that sounds, I think Tampa Bay could probably win that game.
And he's still going to choose the Rams.
So who you picking, Professor?
L.A.
Yeah, give me the Rams, shit.
So, all that bullshit. Overrated.
Who you going with, man? Bucks, Rams. Who you going with?
I already said Rams.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Hell yeah.
I didn't hear that. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Seahawks, Cardinals. I'm going with Seattle. Professor, who you going with?
Seattle.
Going with Seattle. Executive.
Yeah.
Who you going with? Seattle. Go away. Go away.
Give me them cold Browns, baby. Give me them cold Browns.
Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Minnesota Vikings, Chicago Bears. This one is actually going to be a good one, but I'm
that's a good one.
I'm going with Chicago. Executive.
So am I.
Who you going with, executive? Chicago.
The same team. Everybody's going with except people in Minneapolis.
Got you. Going with Chi-Town. Professor X Factor. Who you going with? Vikings Bears.
Khalil Mack.
My man. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Jacksonville Jaguars, Denver Broncos. I'm going with the Jags. I'm going with Jacksonville. Professor X Factor, who you pick?
Say that again. Jaguars and who?
Broncos in Denver.
Jacksonville.
Going with Jacksonville.
It's in Denver.
No, hey, man, sometimes I ask where they playing at. Executive, who you picking? Jags? Broncos.
All right, this is what I can do. Give me Denver.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Denver.
Going with Denver. Next game, ladies and gentlemen, Cowboys Saints. You know what? Oh, Lord, my heart is telling me one thing, but my soul is saying something else, man. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, my God, oh, my God. I hate to do it, man, but I got to. I'm going with Dallas in this game. Executive, Cowboys, Saints, who you going with?
I'll be your bridge on troubled water.
Going with New Orleans. Professor, who you going with, man? Dallas, New Orleans.
Oh, shit.
When you're down.
I'm actually going to go with Dallas.
Going with Dallas.
I will carry you like a dream.
Monday night, man. Monday night. Bengals, Steelers. I picked the Steelers to win the damn division, and they pretty much let my ass down. I'm going with Cincinnati. Professor, can I put Cincinnati down for you? Or do I? I'm going to ask you anyway.
Yeah, Bengals, you can put it down for me.
Okay. Executive, who you picking? Bengals, Steelers.
Cincinnati.
Gotcha.
Watch that be the game. Pittsburgh comes out and wins just to be some jackass.
Just to piss you off.
Yep.
Just to piss you off. But, ladies and gentlemen, once again, those are our week four picks. Tonight's game, it's between the Green Bay Packers, Philadelphia Eagles. Once again, I pick Green Bay. I don't think they're going to be able to do anything in Rogers Land, which is Lambeau Field. And Philadelphia right now is the second in the ranking of most dropped passes by wide receivers in Philadelphia. They need to get their stuff together because actually Green Bay's defense is not at all. I think that they are. So, but Wonderful show as always. Shout out to my man Mike from Pittsburgh that called into the show. I want to thank my panel, which is my brothers, Executive Chef Q Drakeford, my man Professor X Factor. Never a dull moment in the show. I'm going to tell you that right now, but that's what we do here at Locker Room Talk Radio, and this is
hell yeah, got
Real Raw Radio.
Hey, what?
For the 100, we got to go at it. Shit.
Hey, man, absolutely.
That's right. All day, every day. Overrated.
This is Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. And remember, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later.
Overrated.
It's your money.